Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Talk to me, put your phone down. Talk to me, put your phone down. Talk to me, put your phone. Put your phone.
So what's the worst thing that could happen if we started talking? Bow down to your phone like Jesus Christ was on it. Head down your text and happy faces when indeed you're sulking. Your Twitter birds in the box to guide you when you're walking. I'm knocking, note on your door, my knuckles wouldn't let me.
All right. What's up, guys? How you doing? It's your boy Q. And you're welcome to another volume of the Grow Never Life podcast. I just want to say that I'm very lucky today to have a special person in the building. And I'm actually currently doing this pod in a room.
So technically, this is my building.
Okay, right. So I want you guys to, like, before I do this introduction, I just want you guys to know that we come your way every weekend. Please follow the Growing Over Life podcast on our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, TGOL podcast. I think on Facebook, it's Hey Q, spelled H-E-Y-Q-U-E-U-E, Hey Q. So, without further much to say, you know, I want... Okay, let me just let her introduce herself. All right. So, yeah, there you go.
Hi, everybody. This is Nanama. I have the pleasure of having this podcast with Kweku Kwanta on the Growing Over Life podcast. I hope you have fun and I hope you enjoy yourselves.
All right. So today I'm just going to keep it short. Just like always, we are 2 minutes into this pod. I have this question that I want to ask, and I feel like, you know, it's something that, you know, people have been doing a lot. It's I think something that's common to us, and the question is, what are your thoughts on people videotaping their good deeds and putting it on social media? Like, okay, let me put some more flesh to it, right? You see how people go to town and then they dedicate a day to feeding the orphanage, and then they try to like videotape it and then they'll put it on social media, or maybe they will like they always try to perform everything on social media. So let's say they are giving somebody money, they'll screenshot the receipt and then they'll post it on social media, and then, you know, like they're trying to feel validated. But what are your thoughts on it?
Well, we all cannot deny the importance of social media when it comes to creating a certain awareness. I cannot deny the fact that when people do some of these things, it draws the media's attention to the fact that there are people out there who need a lot of help from us. I myself have come across videos of people posting interactions that they had with you know, these girls, these kids that are on the streets asking for money. And it was a bit revealing because you get to see the other side of these people that you normally ignore. And I think it made other people much more sympathetic to them. Mm-hmm. And it helped them in a way. So I think that on one side, these people posting videos or whatever it is that they did on social media, it goes a long way to help these individuals who need help. And I think that if they didn't do what they did, some of us wouldn't have come to see them in that light and, you know, help them in one way or the other. So that is an advantage that I have to admit that it helps those people out there.
Yeah, true.
For me, I think it all depends on how the person who puts the video, how he does it, or how he goes about it, what the person says. I mean, mind you, it could be a pretense or whatever, but I have to admit that it does help the other people involved.
Okay, so like when you say it helps the other people involved, are you saying like the people that, you know, need help?
Yes, I'm saying that there is a possibility that when others see it, they get to sympathize with these people.
Oh, okay.
And are moved to help them one way or the
okay.
other.
Okay, well, that makes sense. But you do realize that, you know, in all these things, like there are other sides to, you know, like stuff like this, like when people give out and try to tip it. I'm saying this to say that, you know, sometimes we just want to be seen, you know, like I am speaking on the side of the person giving. Like most people actually give just so that people can realize that, I am giving, like I'm giving it to somebody, and yes, of course, like I have it in abundance. Like I honestly don't have a problem with people that try to post their stuff or their good deeds on social media. I mean, if that's how you feel like you can get a validation, that's cool. But sometimes some people just do it and then like they try to let everybody know that, oh okay, I am giving something out, or like, yeah, I mean, I'm known for this, or like, I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say, but
I completely get what you're saying.
Yeah, but again, I feel like I'm not hating on anybody. I feel like it's one of the good things that you can do is to give. I honestly feel like sometimes, you know, we are so entrenched into like validations and, you know, like feeling that bit of, oh, okay, people seeing that, oh, okay, you are doing something. So you feel the need to put it out there just so everybody can know that, oh, okay, you are doing this or doing that, you know. I mean, if that's how you want to celebrate your wins or like your good deeds, that's fine, that's by all means. But you know, it's just two sides to everything. So like I get where you're coming from the part that, you know, these people that are being helped, you know, will get a bigger exposure to other people, you know. But at the same time, to people that do give, have agendas, you know, and then they try to like let everybody know that, oh shit, I'm giving. Do you think individuals should necessarily put their good deeds out, or people in foundations like orphanage foundations?
As I said, I'm looking at these things from like both perspectives. If these people had not posted these videos, some of these orphanages, we wouldn't have even known about them.
Yeah.
If they didn't show that there's this foundation going on, if they didn't seek out help from other people, if we didn't know that there are actually people who are in need of these kind of assistance, we wouldn't know to even help. So I see that other part of it, that it is important or it is beneficial. I see all of this really as human nature. Whoever you are, whatever it is that you do, seeking validation is human nature.
Yeah.
It all depends on how far you take it. But when we give something, we feel good that the other person is grateful for what we did. It's basic human nature. Okay. No matter what you do for somebody, you always expect or hope that the other person appreciates it. So and I know that even if with these foundations and with all these people, even though they do it and they make it look like it's for the benefit of the other person, we know, I mean I don't need to be an expert to know that they also benefit in one way or the other, sometimes monetary. So it, but at the end of the day, if it is really helping the people out there, that is, if it is really helping the people out there, then I cannot deny its importance. Whether you feel good that you put it on social media and people saw it and people said, oh, you're such a good person, and that is the way you feel good about it or you feel good about yourself, fine. But so long as the other person out there who really needs it benefits from it, I think it's one of the necessary evils that we have to live with.
Yeah, well,
I personally would like to help someone, and so long as the person says, I'm really grateful, I'll appreciate it, that's good enough for me.
Okay,
I don't need to go and put it out there. That is me. Somebody would want to put it out there for people to come and praise him or her, or for or whatever reason that he or she. But at the end of the day, if the other person really benefits from it, then I think we can look at it like a necessary evil, as I said.
Okay, so like, you know, when I was saying that some people just enjoy like the validation from it, and like I completely understand where you're coming from, and I feel like it's a lot of performative these days than how it was supposed to be, because I see people trying to just like, okay, so maybe I'm just doing this to, I mean, and I see this mostly with brands or like people that are into entertainment and stuff. They will want to do it to help their brands, right? Which is kind of like, you could literally just do it back doors or behind the scenes, and you will still be you. But people would like to like just go out, take a camera, and then just post it for their socials, just so people can know that, oh, at least I'm doing something for so. Again, you said like for monetary aspects, I kind of understand that, because then it opens your range to sponsors and other people just joining in to help the cause, and
yeah.
So like, I feel like in the end, it's the intention is like, oh, okay, at the end of the day, I'm getting something at the end, so I'll still do it. It's not necessarily for the person that they are doing supposedly, you know, doing it for. So I feel like it's the focus has, it has changed from solely helping the person to, oh, okay, I know I'm going to do this, it's going to like help me get something in return, or it's actually going to let me feel good or something, so I'll just do it, you know. So that was why I actually brought that question up, like and I was also listening to a podcast, was it 2 weeks ago, or I think 2 weeks ago, where they were talking about good deeds and, you know, if it's necessary for you to put it out, you know. And I honestly feel like we all have different ways of like enjoying our glories or living in our validations and moments. So well, anyhow you want to do it, it's fine. Like, yeah, that's you. But you said you wouldn't necessarily just take a video and then put it on social media, because you feel like as long as the person that you're giving or you're helping is okay with it, then you're okay with it. I personally feel the same way. But even for moving off from just giving, right, we feel like, we all feel like we need somebody to validate our looks or like validate our every move, like posting pictures on social media. I honestly do it because I want validation. I actually post because I want people to know that, like I'm alive, I look good, I have beard, you know. So like, people won't understand why people actually post some of these things on social media, but I guess it's just like human nature, and people just do it because they just want to do it.
Yeah, and I also think that we should differentiate between, let's say, an individual taking a picture of maybe him giving money to someone, and, you know, foundations and charities and all those. Because for those ones, for the charities and foundations, you can see that it is a strategic business plan. Because and it makes sense. Nobody does business to lose. I mean, I can't just be giving money out there and without any plan as to how I'm going to replenish it. So I understand if it's a strategic business, you're looking for sponsors, of course you're going to make your cut, but you're still going to help people.
Yeah,
I completely understand.
Yeah.
And I think the other side is when a person takes a picture and maybe he's giving money to somebody who takes a picture. I mean, it is all, you sometimes you can see the difference between someone who is trying to really help someone or somebody who's just trying to look good. At the end of the day, it is for you who is looking at the content to decipher what exactly is going on here. If it's somebody who's just looking for self-praise or whatever, you can see most of the time. And then if it is somebody who has a message to say to the world, you can also see. Mm. Whichever way it is, I understand and I accept the fact that they help.
Really. At the end of the day.
So because a personal experience is, for me, that with these street kids, these...
Yeah, like...
They are not Ghanaians. You see them. I mean, I used to look at them and I really hated seeing them around. And then there was this video of someone who had a conversation with one of the kids, posted it. And when I watched the video, I got to see the other side of stuff. Mm. I mean, at least I can say that video affected me to a point that when I see them now, I don't look at them with the same negative feelings that I used to look at them, because I got exposed to a part of their life that I never gave much attention to. So let's say with this individual, maybe he was just doing it for doing sake, maybe he was just doing it to praise himself or whatever, but it affected me
in that
positive way.
I get you.
When it comes to this kind of topic, you can't necessarily say it condemn it.
Yeah.
But because you have to accept that it has a bit of it. It is, I think it's completely up to that individual as to why he's doing what he's doing. If he's doing it to maybe validate himself, fine.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it helps one way or the other.
So the thing is, if it's helping the person who needs the help, then I guess it's good.
It's okay.
I mean, yes, like at the end of the day, we all trying to help each other, right? Yeah. Yes. So I'm just going to end this topic here, because I feel like we just have, you know, a very short time. We're just doing it for 20 minutes. So, and it's almost 20 minutes. But if you enjoy this conversation, if you think that it's necessary to post your good deeds on social media, if you think it's necessary, you can comment in the comment section. If you think it's not, you can also comment in a comment section. Please, if you enjoy this conversation and you want to help us in any way possible, just subscribe, rate us, and then review on Apple Podcast, the Growing Over Life podcast. You can also follow us on Spreaker, which is also for Android users and practically like iPhone users. The Growing Over Life podcast. So I'm just gonna end this right here. I am lucky that I got, you know, joined in the studio or wherever we are doing this podcast.
My room.
Yeah, with the amazing and beautiful
Nanama.
As she stayed dropping gems and giving us like some key insights into stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
I come your way again next week. Stay tuned and have a blessed weekend. And it's your boy Q. I love you. Bye.
I know no say this day will come. Finally I can see the sun. I know no say people code like this. Till my friend use my head.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.